coming to you live from Memorial Stadium. It's Sports Nightly. All the Huskers, all the time. Sports Nightly is presented to you by the NDOT Highway Safety Office, who remind you to buckle up and put the phone down.
Here we go. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Dice has the sign. He collects the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Casey Dice finishes it for Nebraska. The dog pile is on. The Nebraska Cornhuskers have run the table and run it back. Back-to-back Big Ten tournament champions.
Good evening. Welcome into a best of show here on a Thursday night. I'm Josh Hilkeman. If this is your first time joining us this week, we're putting together best of shows for this whole week because we're in the process of moving our studio. So if you're someone who typically watches the show when you join us next week, you'll see us in a different location. We've had a couple of interview-based shows so far this week, also a replay of the Crown Championship game on Tuesday. Tonight, we're switching gears to baseball. We'll relive the Big Ten Championship game in Omaha between Nebraska and UCLA on May 25th. Let's send you to Charles Schwab Field in Omaha now, just ahead of first pitch between the Huskers and the Bruins. Calling the action are Ben McLaughlin and Nick Handley.
Silve, left-handed hitter, 293 average, no homers, 16 batted in. Martin, the third baseman, way off the bag for Riley. Everybody else, pretty standard positioning. Landon Stump toes the rubber in the first pitch of this championship game. Rides inside, misses for ball one. Fastball at 94. Both pitchers are going to be juiced up here early. Silva, an open stance from the left side. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike, top of the zone at 93, 1-1. Again, Greg Harmon calling the balls and strikes today. The 1-1. Bouncing for the plate, two balls and a strike. First off-speed pitch we've seen here from Landon Stump. Most of this UCLA roster, as you would expect, from the state of California. Really, the ringing exception is their shortstop, Rock Chalowski. Going to be a finalist for the Golden Spikes Award at the end of the year. He is from Arizona. The 2-1, up and away, ball three. Boy, an early base runner here would certainly do some wonders for this crowd. Riley in a 3-1 count. The pitch. He swings at it. It's a slow tapper towards second. Charging hard is call. Fields throws out at first. Here's Robbie Bolin. Robbie at 282. Bolin providing plenty of life for the Huskers here in this tournament. First pitch on the way to him. Robbie laid on a fastball at 94. 0-1. Stump will go from the windup. The pitch. Waved and missed again. That pitch was on the outer portion at 94. Robbie a little jumpy, and we've talked about that plenty here to open the game. You've got to try to find a way to manage your nerves and not get outside of yourself. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit sharply to short. Chalowski, sure-handed, picks it up, throws a strike to first. Bolin sat down. That was an 0-2 mistake from Stump right over the middle of the plate. Bolin hit it hard, but Chalowski is as sure-handed as you'll find of a shortstop in the country. He's very smooth, and he knows it. First two outs retired in the top of the first for the Huskers. And now Caden Brumbaugh, the hitter. Stump spins, and the first one of Brumbaugh is a breaking ball. Called strike, inner half. Boy, he is falling behind Silva 3-1, but since then filled up the strike zone. The 0-1, high with a fastball at 95. Ball and a strike. UCLA has several arms that will run into the mid to upper 90s. The 1-1 pitch. High 2-1. Stump ready for the next one. The pitch to Brumbaugh. Called strike 94. He is working at the top of the zone a lot early. We have seen close to double-digit strikes right at the top of the strike zone for Stump. 2-2 on Brumbaugh. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball pulled on the ground. Foul, third base side. Count stays where it's at.
And, Ben, I think that just gives you an idea that fastball, the spin rate that he has with it, also elevating on hitters. And that's what's tough to track at that last moment. when that elevates just enough.
Another 2-2 pitch. Brum watches this one bounce in front of the plate, full count. Gabe Swanson looming on deck. Stump takes a deep breath in the 3-2 pitch. Brumbaugh swings and bounces one deep in the hole. Second long run for the second baseman. Call Fields puts it in his pocket. Huskers have a two-out base runner. Again, 95 miles an hour right at the top of the strike zone. Caden tries to go the other way with it and does so successfully with a two-out single. Gabe smashed a two-run homer over the right center field fence last night. First pitch on the way to Swanson. Fastball right at the knees at 93, 0-1. Swanson homered in both games yesterday. Brings his season total to 7. Brumbaugh, good speed at first. Stump from the belt. The 0-1 pitch. There goes Brumbaugh on a stolen base attempt, and he is out by a mile. Duggar throws a strike to second. Brumbaugh caught stealing, and the Husker first inning is over. No runs, a hit, no errors. Nobody left on base through a half inning. It's Nebraska nothing and UCLA coming to bat. Dean West, a 317 hitter. Ty Horn's first pitch of his start is on the outside corner, called strike 0-1, 93 on the heater from Horn. West, four home runs. He's driven in 37 on the year, left-handed hitter. The 0-1 pitch bounced in the plate, 1-1. Horn and his outing against UCLA, four innings. He allowed six hits and six runs, only three earned. He walked two and struck out six. Here's the 1-1 pitch. West takes strike two right on the inner half. Good change up there from Horn, 1-2. West uses every second he is allotted before signaling he's ready in the box. West Coast baseball at its finest. Horn's 1-2 pitch, breaking ball. Chewed him up, but he pulled it foul to the Husker dugout, 1-2. Ball and two strikes, here's the pitch. Sprayed foul off to the left. West had a big day yesterday against Iowa. 3-for-4, he scored four runs. He was hitless against Michigan, had two hits against the Illini. Horn's next one, that's looped into left field. Swanson charging in on it, stops, now comes in a little bit more and squeezes shoulder high for the first out. Ty Horn puts down Dean West. Well, here we go, round one. Horn and Chalowski. The Big Ten Player of the Year stands in. He is a 376 hitter. Hard to say that that seems low. He has belted 23 home runs and driven in 69 runs. Many say he is a potential 1-1 pick in the MLB draft. Next draft, first pitch from Horn, misses up and in, ball one. This is one of the stars in our sport. Horn's 1-0. Bounced on the ground to third. Tough hop, Stokes picks the short hop, gathers, throws, out at first. Smart, heady play by the Husker third baseman there. Was able to take his time to make an accurate throw, and now Mulevi Levu, left-handed batter, at 318 on the year. 74 RBIs for him on the year that leads the team. First pitch from Horn, that's hit into the right center field gap. That's a problem. Bolin giving it a look. He runs it down. Unbelievable catch in front of the 375 mark in right center field. Robley hobbling a bit as he makes his way to the Husker dugout, but he just took two, maybe three bases away from Levu. First big play of the day goes the way of the Huskers as Robbie Bolin makes an unbelievable running catch in the gap in right center.
A scoreless first inning between Nebraska and UCLA in the Big Ten tournament title game. We'll jump into the second inning when we come back with this best of edition of Sports Nightly.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.